welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I'm going to continue on in a message I started a couple days ago entitled, Your Real Identity. And while just by way of review, all of us have a natural identity depending on our circumstances, our heritage, the family we were born into, but we're talking now about our spiritual identity. And of course, to a large extent, the world, those who are unsaved, their natural identity is pretty much what they identify with, and they add to it all manner of things that would make them feel important, significant. They have self-centered and selfishness characteristics. They're really just interested in themselves. Why? Because they don't really know. They may come over confident, but they're anything but. And so as a child of God, when we are born again, we begin to have a new identity. It's a new creature. We have a new identity in Christ. We are a child of God. And I shared that the beginning of this walk begins, I believe, with humility. We have to understand we certainly couldn't get it together ourselves in terms of our past life, depending on what age you accepted the Lord. But sometimes it takes devastation, it takes complete failure, trouble, all kinds of things to bring us to the end of ourselves, and we realize we can't really manage our own life. And so humility is important, and pride, which is such a characteristic of the world, and arrogance, that God hates that. It says in Habakkuk, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And of course, we know that sin entered the universe through Lucifer. And what was his downfall? It was pride, because he wanted to be like God. He wanted to ascend above the throne of God and to sit on the throne of God. Of course, that did not work. And obviously, he wasn't that wise, because how any created creature thinks he could elevate himself above the maker, his own creator, that's not, the likelihood of success is virtually zero. And so we are to have the spirit of Christ, which is humility, realizing that whatever we have, good, has been given to us by God. And you know, there was a scripture, I'm not sure I shared, I really appreciated it the first time I ever read it, and it's always been a very profound scripture, because as I had shared, pride brings criticism, especially if there is a spiritual pride, which is sometimes the hardest to detect. Especially this could happen, not always, but most generally after we've walked with the Lord for a while. We've learned a lot of lessons. We know a lot of scripture. And so we sometimes can feel that we're in a position to judge others. Well, we are to have judge with righteous judgment, but that does not relate to people unless they are totally contrary to the word of God. Then in some cases, the Lord says, don't even associate with them if they claim to be a brother or a sister. And we're to take the beam out of our own eye, Jesus said. And James 3:16 says, where there is envying and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. Now, this is the scripture I don't think I shared with you, but it's really very powerful, because none of us, like, as a Christian, want to experience strife and conflict, do we? Whether in the home, at the workplace, in our relationship with friends. But you might want to just note this scripture reference down. It's Proverbs 13:10. and I read the King James, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Think about that. I don't have other translations with me right now, but contention or strife or discord, it originates in the heart of people where pride is operating. And sometimes pride, even among Christians, somebody says something that is offensive and your pride rises up and you counter with an equally offensive statement. And so that's an important scripture. Just remember, whenever there's strife, when there's discord, pride was at the root of it. That's why I said it's so important to begin our Christian walk with humility. Praise God. And then I made a distinction between conviction of the Holy Spirit, which is to convince of error or sinfulness, compared to the condemnation that the devil brings. He is trying to tear down who you are in Christ. I mean, he can't do that, but if you listen to his lies, you'll begin to feel, this is an expression of Brother Glass's, lower than a grasshopper's belly. Okay, that's pretty low. But Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So let me share now Romans. I want to read, is the 8th chapter. I'll start at verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, which it is, the Holy Spirit, when we get saved, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. That's a wonderful promise to cling to. Verse 12 says, then, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Verse 13, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Praise God. All right. Well, now I'm going to go on another avenue, but also building on who we are. Because what the Holy Spirit does after we've accepted him, after our heart is prepared for the work of the Holy Spirit, to recognize that everything we have, gifts, talents, abilities, they're all his, and he wants us to be used for his glory. The things he's given us, our time, our finances, our abilities, our talents, all that we are, he wants us, according to his will for us, and that could vary at different seasons in our lives, he wants us to be used to bring glory to him, and one of the greatest ways is to lead another person to Christ. So what I'd like to do now is read a chapter, a good part of a chapter from the book of Haggai found in the Old Testament, that very first chapter, verses 5 through 11. And this is the Lord speaking to his people, all right? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Listen to what the elements of this communication are, because we're going to build on them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. That means whatever finances, they're just slipping away. Now, if any of this sounds familiar to you, or perhaps that might be where you're at right now, what does the Lord say? Consider your ways. Oh, and then in verse 7, I didn't look at the Bible. Verse 7 says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. He says it twice. So if we miss it the first time, we'll get it the second. This is the part I want you to see. He says, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. And one way of looking at that is I've always felt that wood are the precious souls of men and women and children, that we're building. I'm speaking in terms of a corporate sense. We're building the body of Christ. We're building the church of the living God that is not made with hands. And so that's one of the things God wants us to do is bring wood, bring in people, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified. And I'll give you some things to underline that, if you will. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. You see, at this point in time, much time had passed, and they had returned, and they should have to Jerusalem, and they should have considered building the temple, building the place, God's dwelling place. But instead, they were concerned about their own affairs, their own homes. And he says in verse 10, therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountain, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, upon all the labor of the hands. Now, not only does that refer to souls, but I also believe the Holy Spirit is He began a good work. He wants to finish the house that you are. You are basically a house of wood. And so he is working on polishing you, getting you perfected, filling you with all manner of good things. If we'll cooperate with the Spirit of the Lord, well, my time has just flown with this broadcast, and we will continue tomorrow. I pray you can join me. Until then, please know I'm going to be praying for you, and I ask you to pray for me as well. Our prayers for one another are so critically important. You may have specific needs, or you may have a undefined request. You don't want to identify it, and that's fine. Just say, pray for me, or write to say you're, blessed by the broadcast. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.